But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
One night back in 1971, talk show host Dick Cavett was interviewing a guest. His name was Jerome Rodale. Rodale was an author and magazine publisher. For the previous 20 years, he promoted controversial, non-traditional health and nutritional advice. He was an early proponent of organic gardening and healthy living. In his autobiography, he described himself as a, quote, weak and sickly young man. But when he started growing everything he ate, he found the results to be miraculous. Rodale had a small but devoted audience for most of the 50s and 60s, but once the counterculture took hold, the circulation of his publications skyrocketed. His Organic Gardening and Farming magazine sold 720,000 copies in 1971, and his health magazine, Prevention, soared to over 1 million readers. On June 6, 1971, the New York Times magazine put him on the cover, calling him the guru of the organic food cult. That notoriety landed him on the Dick Cavett Show 2 days later. Jerome Rodale was Cavett's third guest that night. He talked about organic foods, the dangers of sugar, and how he worshipped manure. It was a very amusing conversation, and Cavett made a mental note to have him back on in the future. 72-year-old Rodale said he was in such good health, he offered to do a backflip for Cavett. He even said that he fell down the stairs yesterday and laughed all the way. Rodale declared he had decided to live to be 100, then said, "I've never felt better in my life." A few minutes later, Jerome Rodale died of a heart attack right there on the stage in front of the audience. At first, Dick Cavett didn't know what to do. Moments before he had brought out his next guest, Rodale had moved over to the next chair, Cavett started the interview, then Rodale made a rude snoring sound. That made the audience laugh. Then his head tilted sideways and the snoring continued. Cavett grew alarmed and asked Rodale if he was all right. Rodale snored again and the crowd roared. Then the snoring stopped. His head rolled back, mouth open. Cavett jumped up and checked Rodale's wrist for a pulse, then ran to the side of the stage and asked, "Is there a doctor in the audience?" The crowd went silent. Four medical professionals who happened to be there that night ran on stage to try and revive him. An ambulance was called, but it was too late. Rodale was gone. Over the years, many people have said to Cavett, "I'll never forget the look on your face when that guy died on your show." Cavett then always asks the same question, "Were you in the audience?" They will inevitably say no, they saw it on television. But that's a false memory. The episode never aired. The taping was to air later that night, but a rerun was quickly inserted instead. To this day, Dick Cavett gets asked about that fateful night at least 20 times a year, which is a lot, considering the event took place way back in 1971. A lot of interesting events took place way back in 1971. Many famous companies and products were born that year, and several iconic advertising campaigns were launched. The 60s were over, a recession had just ended, and inflation was at its highest point since the mid-50s. The counterculture was slowly taking over the steering wheel. There are several interesting 50-year milestones this year. Let's take a trip down memory lane. While doing some research for another episode, I came across an article about products that were turning 50 this year. That list was fascinating and surprising, so I decided to dig around a little more. For example, Starbucks is 50 years old now. Kind of surprising, but it was started in 1971. That was about 32,646 stores ago. Time flies. One of the advertising campaigns I remember very vividly from 1971 was for Memorex. Hard to believe it's 50 years old now. The Leo Burnett Advertising Agency in Chicago was asked to come up with a new TV commercial to promote Memorex's new line of blank cassette tapes. Portable tape recorders were popular, cassette decks were in cars, and Memorex saw a big opportunity. Someone at the ad agency mentioned that the human voice can shatter glass when it hits a certain high frequency at a certain volume. That led to an interesting television commercial idea. First, they needed a great singer. Someone suggested jazz great Ella Fitzgerald. Her voice was remarkable and her pitch was extraordinary. So, an audition was arranged at the Algonquin Hotel in New York. Ella was asked to sing the ending of the song, "How High the Moon." A wine glass was placed on a table. Ella kept singing the last note over and over, climbing higher each time until the glass broke. She got the job. Not long after, a TV commercial was filmed that showed Ella hitting that amazing note and shattering the glass. Then, a recording of Ella was played back on a Memorex tape.
Ella Fitzgerald. She's attempting to shatter a glass with her amplified voice. She did it. You are now hearing the Memorex cassette tape recording we just made of Ella. Now you'll see a glass shatter again. But is it Ella or is it Memorex?
I'll never tell.
When the glass broke twice, it astounded viewers. That's the power of a demonstration. When a product's chief benefit can be dramatically demonstrated in a commercial, rather than just talked about, it's incredibly persuasive. Clearly, Memorex's recording reproduction was precise with minimal quality loss. That commercial and the resulting campaign hoisted Memorex to the top of the cassette category in the 70s, blowing rivals Maxell, TDK, and Scotch out of the water. Is it live or is it Memorex? Became a pop culture catchphrase. There was another reason why that commercial was such a success. Ella Fitzgerald was a jazz legend, and she lent her authenticity to that ad. She had begun her recording career in the 1930s, hit a peak in the 40s, and had an acclaimed body of work. Interesting to note, Ella Fitzgerald's career was in decline in 1971. She was 54, and jazz wasn't as fashionable as it once was. But the Memorex campaign became so popular, it ignited a career revival. As one critic said at the time, Ella Fitzgerald's pitch for Memorex probably did more for her than 100 concerts. That 50-year-old pitch had perfect pitch for both Memorex and Ella Fitzgerald. Years ago, the cost of a Super Bowl commercial was just $72,000. The Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup. Richard Nixon was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And McDonald's had two landmark successes. The first was the launch of McDonald's most famous slogan. Keith Reinhardt was the creative director at McDonald's advertising agency in 1971. Many years later, in the 80s, that agency would merge with the agency I worked at. Keith became chairman, and that's when I met him. But back in 71, Reinhardt was given the assignment to come up with a new campaign for McDonald's, based on research which revealed that moms needed an escape from meal planning, dads needed an escape from the high price of restaurant food, and kids needed an escape from broccoli and table manners. Reinhardt came up with the idea of comparing McDonald's to an island getaway. The McDonald's staff were friendly, the food was good, and the whole experience was affordable. Reinhardt pitched the line, "Come to the McDonald's Islands." They wrote a catchy jingle with an island flavor. McDonald's liked it, and Reinhardt headed off to Hollywood to film the commercial. During the first day of shooting, Reinhardt got a frantic call from McDonald's legal department. Apparently, a chain of root beer stands somewhere in the Southwest was marketing its locations as Islands of Pleasure. The film shoot was abruptly canceled. The commercial's air date was just days away, and Keith Reinhardt suddenly had no commercial. So Reinhardt jumped on a plane and flew to New York to meet with the top jingle composer. When that composer asked him what the new slogan was, he said he didn't have one yet. So the composer sat down at the piano to work on some music while Reinhardt frantically worked on some lyrics. He came up with, "We're so near, yet so far away, so get up and get away to McDonald's." A jingle was recorded and presented to McDonald's. They loved the melody and hated the words. Reinhardt now had a great jingle with 7 blank notes. So he scoured the research again and noticed that many people used the word break when talking about the getaway they needed. Keith took that word and wrote breakaway, then take a break, Then take a break today. Then it came to him. You deserve a break today. It fit perfectly into the melody. McDonald's loved it. And in 1971, 50 years ago, McDonald's most famous jingle hit the air. A classic jingle born of desperation, not inspiration. McDonald's is celebrating a second 50-year milestone this year, the creation of the Quarter Pounder. Now, I assume the Quarter Pounder had been around much longer than just 50 years, but not so. The Quarter Pounder was created by a franchisee named Al Bernadin in 1971. He owned two McD's locations in Fremont, California. Bernadin felt there was something missing in the McDonald's menu. Specifically, they needed something to offer people who wanted a, quote, higher ratio of meat to bun. So he created a burger with a pre-cooked weight of just over 4 ounces. He called it the Quarter Pounder, which was much better than his other option, the Big 4-Ouncer. Bernadin introduced the burger at his locations with a sign that said, "Today Fremont, tomorrow the world." Big Al wasn't wrong about that. The Quarter Pounder was an instant success. The name was trademarked, and it became a McDonald's menu item worldwide. Interesting side note. A&W decided to give the Quarter Pounder some competition in the 1980s. So it introduced the third of a pound burger. It was priced the same as the Quarter Pounder, but with a third of a pound of beef instead of just a quarter pound. It even outperformed the Quarter Pounder in taste tests. But nobody bought it. When A&W did focus groups to try and figure out why, the reason was simple and hilarious. It turns out people suck at fractions. More than half the people in the focus groups questioned the price of the third pounder. They wanted to know why they should have to pay the same price for a third of a pound as they did for a quarter pound at McDonald's. They said, "You're overcharging us. You're ripping us off." People genuinely thought a third of a pound was less than a quarter pound. They thought three was less than four. True story. And we'll be right back in 21 and one-third seconds. I've done the math.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLL&BRANCH.com today Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Season 10 of Under the Influence. If you're enjoying this episode, you might also like The World's Oldest Brands, Season 5, Episode 14. You'll find it in our archives wherever you download your pods. FedEx is 50 years old this year. And it has a great story. Fred Smith was a U.S. Marine pilot in Vietnam and had flown 200 combat missions. He understood planes. Back in 1971, Smith had an idea. He wanted to start a package delivery service that worked on the principle of spokes and hubs. Instead of crisscrossing the country with packages, they would all be sent to one hub, then smartly rerouted to spokes across the country. He wanted to be able to deliver packages overnight, anything from computer parts to blood plasma. This was a revolutionary thought in 1971. So he started Federal Express with some inheritance money. He chose Memphis as headquarters because it was close to the geographical center of the U.S., and the airports were rarely closed because of bad weather. But with the high cost of jet fuel due to the OPEC oil crisis, the company suffered $26 million in losses. Then Fred Smith did something extraordinary that we've mentioned in a past episode. He didn't have enough money to pay his pilots or fuel the planes. He only had $5,000 left. So he went to Las Vegas and gambled the money on the blackjack tables. He was good at blackjack and soon turned that $5,000 into $27,000, enough to keep FedEx going one more week, which was just enough time to get another bank loan to stabilize the company. Next, Fred Smith needed great advertising. So he met with a creative advertising agency named Alley & Gargano. While that agency was always interested in working with entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world, they were wary of an entrepreneur who was willing to play blackjack to meet payroll. But they met Smith, liked him, and agreed to take on the account. Their first assessment of FedEx was that they had to move fast to gain awareness and trial. Print ads would have been too slow, so they chose television advertising instead. Six markets were selected. The test was simple. Run the ads and count the packages. The strategy for the first TV ad was to introduce the first new airline in 30 years for packages only.
America, you've got a new airline. The first major airline in over 30 years. There's no first class, no meals, no movies. In fact, no passengers. Just packages. Small, important shipments and have to get where they're going overnight. But up to now, I've had to fly at the mercy of the passenger airlines. Not anymore. Federal Express, a whole new airline for packages only.
Fred Smith's goal was to deliver 10,000 packages every night. After that commercial, the package count hit 11,400. Phase two was to become profitable, and the quickest way to achieve that was to attack the industry leader, Emery Air Freight. Here's what they did. Alley & Gargano hired an independent firm to run a test. They filled 47 packages with sand and sent them to 47 different cities via Emery. On the same day, 47 sand-filled packages were shipped to the same 47 cities by Federal Express. The results were impressive. Emery delivered 43% of the packages the next day. FedEx delivered 93%. That led to a series of ads that proclaimed FedEx was not only faster than Emery, but cheaper. When the president of Emery Air Freight was quoted saying that when the airlines are in trouble, his business is affected, FedEx ran a print ad that said, "That's exactly why we bought our own planes." Within just 3 years, Federal Express became the market leader. No need to attack Emery anymore. Phase three was to establish a leadership role and appeal to anyone who wanted to ship a parcel overnight. That led to one of the great taglines.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
From that point on, FedEx moved to humor. Their commercials were hilarious and always strategically delivered the benefit of overnight delivery. This FedEx commercial was voted one of the top three commercials of the 20th century. It featured the fastest talking man in the world, John Machida.
Okay, Eunice Travel Plans, I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday, got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here, what really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good at figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent, can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir, absolutely, without hesitation.
Congratulations, welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, Call, Fred, Lowe, Dork, Abe, and Ted. Business is business, and as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work, so let's get to work. Thank you for taking the meeting. Petey, you did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I know it's perfect, Petey. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Petey, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
There's a Mr. Schnittler here to see you.
Tell him to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just tell with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal, good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Dork, and Dick. Dork, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Dork with Dick, Dave, and Dick. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
When Ali and Gargano took on the FedEx advertising account, FedEx was teetering on bankruptcy and only delivering 2,500 packages nightly. By 1986, the company was delivering over 700,000 packages overnight. Today, FedEx is universal, and it's a verb, as in, let's FedEx that package. But 50 years ago, they were entirely unknown, proving that smart advertising can make a brand famous overnight. Years ago, there was a hit song called One Toke Over the Line. The lyrics were kind of self-explanatory, except to squeaky clean Lawrence Welk, who mistook it for a modern spiritual and had it performed on his TV show. I highly recommend you go over to YouTube to watch it. Search One Toke Over the Line, Lawrence Welk. Go. We'll wait here. You can't make this stuff up. Comedy gold. And painful. Thankfully, back in 1971, there was a big breakthrough in pain relief. While British research scientist Stuart Adams and his associate John Nicholson were working for British pharma company Boots, they invented a revolutionary anti-inflammatory drug. While it would become a success, the drug was actually based on failure. Adams was trying to find a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, hoping to develop something as effective as steroids, but with none of the side effects. They tested over 600 compounds, then narrowed the field down to 5 drugs. 4 failed in clinical testing. The 5th, however, proved to be successful. While it would become a treatment for arthritis, it wasn't the cure Adams was hoping for. Before it was put on the market, Stuart Adams was attending a pharmaceutical conference in Moscow. But he woke up that morning with a huge hangover. He had been out with some colleagues the night before and had enjoyed a few too many shots of vodka. And Adams had to deliver an important speech in just a few hours. He knew he had to do something to relieve his pounding headache. So he reached for the new drug he had developed and swallowed a couple of tablets. In no time, his headache was gone. While the drug had been tested for pain, no one had tested it for headaches. That drug was ibuprofen. It may be the first time in history that the inventor of a breakthrough drug tested it out on his own hangover. Ibuprofen has since become one of the world's most popular over-the-counter pain relievers. It is now sold under many brand names, like Excedrin.
Ibuprofen relief for tough headaches. New Excedrin IB. The headache ibuprofen.
One package of ibuprofen is sold every 3 seconds in North America. Stuart Adams received no royalties for his invention, but he was bestowed with an OBE by the Queen and was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Adams' son said his father was a humble man. He went to the pharmacy and purchased ibuprofen just like everybody else. He never mentioned he was the inventor, even when the pharmacist selling it at his local drugstore would ask him if he had ever taken it before. Ibuprofen, a breakthrough drug developed 50 years ago to treat pain, fever, arthritic inflammation, and hangovers. When a product has survived for 50 years, it's quite an achievement. But at the same time, I can't help but think that 50 years happens in the blink of an eye. Every one of the products and companies we talked about today started well into my lifetime. That Memorex campaign feels as vivid to me as it did in 1971, even if time wasn't kind to the cassette tape. You Deserve a Break Today only ran for a short period 50 years ago, yet it is the slogan people remember most when it comes to McDonald's. And Stuart Adams' hangover 50 years ago convinced him he was on to a good thing. It's also hard to believe Starbucks is half a century old, as is FedEx, both still major brands. Then there's the Quarter Pounder, still one of McDonald's best-selling menu items, a hamburger that beat the competition because math is so darn tricky. But that's the X factor in marketing. Some brands last 50 years, and some absolutely positively don't make it overnight when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Keith Ohman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefever. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram for some fun stuff at Terry O Influence. See you next week.
Caution, use only in well-ventilated area. Do not attempt if going one toke over the line. Must be 50 years of age to participate. Offer only valid in Bowser, British Columbia.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.